L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. We go to exciting news, but challenging news for small businesses. Amazon looking to open department stores. Now, Gene, I understand the statistics. The online business to order from Amazon and other enterprises in similar fashion is a small part of retail. I believe it's less than 10%. It might even be 5%.
You're right.
Most
by the way,
retail is bricks and mortars. Is Amazon entry into that significant for mom and pop America?
Yeah. Yes and no. For starters, if you're a small retailer or you've got a shop on Main Street and you hear that Amazon is going to be opening up department stores now, which they're launching two later this year, and then others that are planned after that. I wouldn't panic about that. I mean, you've clearly got enough competition already from Macy's and Target and Walmart and all the other stores that you're competing against. So I wouldn't get caught up in that. I think the lesson though that you have to recognize is that Amazon, John, the big behemoth of online, the e-commerce giants, right? All of this online. Amazon has now recognized that they need to have a brick and mortar presence, which means that they need, they need channels for their products. They recognize that people need, they go out and touch and feel products. So if you're a small retailer, you need to have multiple channels for your products as well. That's the lesson. So if you're just an online business, if it's good enough for Amazon to open up something brick and mortar, perhaps you might want to consider a small brick and mortar outlet yourself as well, because it opens up more opportunities to sell to customers that may not be online or looking for your products. The same thing is if you're a brick and mortar store and all you're doing is selling out of your store, do you have an e-commerce site? The smartest clients that I meet going forward, the retailers, they're selling everywhere, John. I mean, they're selling online and they're selling through brick and mortar because they know there's not just one silver bullet. You got to reach customers wherever they are. Clearly, Amazon realizes that too, so we should take away that lesson.
I wonder what an Amazon department store will look like. I'm trying to – will they go retro and look like Lord and Taylor's 1936? I'm trying to imagine it. Will it be all robots and you? Will they scan you when you come in so you just have to wave your hand and buy things? There are opportunities here to put together online with bricks and mortars.
And I can tell you one thing though, John, what there won't be very much of in an Amazon store will be employees. Yeah, they will model them after their Amazon Go, and people are going to go in and grab stuff off the shelf and, scan it and leave. So they'll be doing things with technology that I think a lot of retailers will be impacted by.
What I would like is to walk in the store and say, I want this, this, and this, and know it will be delivered in a couple of days and leave.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Fine. Now we go to a story that is challenging for all of us, understanding that businesses are looking to the future of uncertainty. This is borrowing for equipment. Mm. Is that advised right now, Gene, with the low interest rates and with the uncertainty of next year?
Yeah, it's very much advised. This gets back to what we were talking about in the previous segment. The Equipment Leasing and Financing Association released just this week that U.S. companies that are borrowing for capital investments, their borrowings rose 9% in July compared to a year earlier, which is really a great news on that. Unfortunately, on the downside, it fell a little bit from the previous month, about 5%. So we have to look at that. But listen, it gets back to earlier. There is plenty of capital that's available. I mentioned earlier about Small Business Administration loans as well for small businesses. These people are borrowing because they're buying equipment now. There are tax breaks for doing it for small businesses, but then also they know that equipment, property, and inventory, like I mentioned earlier, these are really great hedges against inflation. And I think we're seeing a lot of smart owners saying, I'm going to take advantage of that and make these purchases now so that they keep up with inflation. I won't have to pay more for them in the future. So I do think it's good news.
One more time, Gene, remind everybody about the tax benefits of hiring the certain people.
Yes, of course. So wait, two quick tax benefits here. One is, I was mentioning about buying equipment. There is something called the Section 179 benefit. Means you can deduct $1 million in equipment when you buy it. And even if you borrow and haven't paid for it yet, you still get the deduction if you put it into service. That's one. Number two, the tax credit that you're referring to is called the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. And if you're looking to hire somebody who's been unemployed more than 6 months, talk to your accountant about taking advantage of that tax credit. It's a $9,600 credit per employee, up to $9,600, that you can share with that employee and give them in the form of a hiring bonus. It might make the difference between you finding and hiring somebody or losing them to a competitor down the street.
And finally, the other day I tried to use my magnetic strip, and the very kind person at the counter said, "What are you doing? What's happened, Gene?"
Well, the big companies like MasterCard have basically saying that they are going to be phasing out the magnetic strip starting in 2024. I haven't used my magnetic strip in a while, John. I guess I'm always either using the chip or, you know, just tapping the card on the reader. Are you still using a magnetic strip?
Well, I was trying to because I forgot where I was and what year it was. So the opportunity
and
was
what
there.
Year it was.
So I got embarrassed. And whenever that happens, I go, "I'm an old guy. I don't know these things." And so I leave it alone. Gene Marks.
Well, it's become a backup, and now it's going to be going away. So small businesses prepare for changes to your point of sale system. No more magnetic strips.
I'm old enough to remember a magnetic strip. Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-T-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.